watch movies with my legs.
Yeah.
Man, my name is Ola Newton. I live down the street from you. And I just got in town today, and I have a package on my porch with your name on it.
You did?
Yes, and I wondered if you wanted to come and get it tonight or tomorrow. I was afraid it might come sick.
Well, is it heavy or something?
I can't move it much, ma'am. I've got phlebitis in my leg, and I can't get out there very much. I had the house sprayed.
And where about you live?
I live just down the street at 128 Sharp Avenue Street.
Sharp Avenue?
Uh-huh. Now, if you want to, do you want to draw a perpendicular to it?
Draw what?
I said, do you think you can come and get it tonight or tomorrow?
No, I can't come out tonight nowhere, because I can hardly drop in here all day sick.
Well, what did you want me to do about it? Did,
oh, I do something very heavy or something?
What?
Is the package very heavy?
It's not too bad. It's about the size of a 27 Newton 7 string.
Well, it got a return on it.
What?
You have a return on it.
A return address?
Uh-huh.
It says something about a clearinghouse. Well, a publisher's clearinghouse.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And it's full of candy corn.
Yeah. And the name on it?
The name on it says Dracula League.
Dracula?
Drusilla.
Oh, Drusilla. Well, Lord, I can't place that to save my life. I don't even know.
What about this
Tracy?
You can't.
What? I live on Sharp Avenue.
Yes, honey, that's where I live, and that's what it says on it. It says Sharp Avenue. It says 1017. I don't know why they put it in my yard.
I don't know either. My number is 1017.
Well, it must be for you, because I can't imagine who Mr. Jones could be.
I say you just missed
me
somewhere, I
think. Well, can you send somebody up here to get it? It's on my pecania tenures.
I ain't got nobody to send, and I'm sick.
You're sick? What's wrong with you? You got that flu?
I'm sorry, yeah, I'm sorry, and I can't hardly walk.
Well, I'm so sorry.
Is it something set outside?
Huh?
Set out on your porch?
No, it's sitting in my front yard. I can't move it, and I was afraid that the water would hurt it.
I wonder what in the world could it be. I ain't got nobody in nowhere.
Well, now I have a son-in-law, and he'll be back in town tomorrow, and I'll see if he can drop it off. He had to go to Lady Ashley's house overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And he won't be back until tomorrow, and I can send him. His name is Bobby Bone Bomb.
Well, you do that. I appreciate it. I'll be here.
Well, what time do you want me to send it? He's got to go to that K. Wynn Martini on the Friday.
Well, you see, I'm here. You can send any time. Tomorrow, I'll be here all day.
Do you think you can get it in your house? I don't want to hurt it. I'm so scared if I move it, I'll get it hurt.
Well, it's hard to see. Not expecting something. I don't know. Somebody could send something. I don't know.
You talk so fast. What?
I said somebody could have sent something I don't know anything about. I said, but probably, I hope nothing don't happen. And
well,
we'll get together and find out something.
I sure hope so, too. It says on it, that it contains sugar, corn syrup, and dextrose. And I always didn't know what to do with it.
Right,
you ever heard of that?
No, ma'am.
It says something about if you expose it to heat, it'll flame up. I don't want it to get too hot. Lord God, if that thing burnt my house down, I'd be out in the rain. I wouldn't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of.
And I excuse me for laughing, but that's one thing made me laugh. I wouldn't have the same thing, honey.